With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hard Knock Life for us.
One of the most popular musicals of all time is back. See Annie, Broadway's favorite orphan, live on stage in an all-new production, hailed by the Chicago Tribune as one of the best family musicals ever written. Annie is back to spread hope for all the hard knocks life throws your way. So clear away those sorrows and get your tickets to Annie today.
Annie comes to the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts from January 10th through the 15th. Get tickets now at BroadwaySanJose.com.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
This is Bustin' Loose Baseball with Grant and Danny. Interviews, analytics, and analysis on everything baseball in the nation's capital.
Our guy Barry Spiluga, you got to check out the column he wrote today on the Washington Nationals on just how brutal it has been to be a fan of this ball club over the last few years post-World Series. And Barry, I want to get to your column, and we will do that, but a couple things to tend to first. Number one, this update today that it sounds like the Angels are going to be sold in the next month plus. It's imminent. And the Nationals, there's still no timeline. What gives there?
Well, I mean, I think that the Nationals are, to my knowledge at least, narrowed in on one suitor. And that's, you know, someone who we all know and are familiar with in Ted Leonsis and whatever group he's assembled. I thought there was significant news on that front within the last couple of weeks, in which he brought a new billionaire investor by the name of Jeff Skoll into his Monumental Group. I do not know, but I have to assume that that will help in his financial bid to buy the Nationals. But, I mean, I do not want to go over the minutia of what holds this up, because we do it all the time. But this is a more complicated sale because of the Masson issue. I was told this week that maybe there's a possibility that the sale could go through without Masson being resolved. That's to say that Ted Leonsis would buy the team and not have his own media rights yet, that he would try to work on that with either the Angeloses, or if the Angeloses sell the Orioles, whoever buys them. But it's simply a more complicated process because of that. I also think that it's possible, I don't know who's buying the Angels, but it's possible that that market is attractive to Far East investors because it's so much closer. I mean, that's why Shohei Ohtani is playing in Anaheim, because it was easier for him to get back home to Japan. There could be that kind of factor there too.
So Barry, I was talking to a good friend of mine who has dealt in his business with the Lerners in their business, not in baseball stuff, but in terms of their commercial real estate and development stuff. And his point was, they're amazing and excellent at winning. They win negotiations. They do things their way. It's on their timetable. So even if you've got to hurry up, they're all the time they're negotiating. And, you know, they know that they've got time on their side. Or whatever advantage they have to press, they press it. And he goes, that's what it looks like to me from the outside looking in. And I want your thoughts on that. My sense is they're not getting the number they want, whether it's the Masson deal or something else. And they're just not going to ever drop the offer or the asking price by $15,000, $20,000 like the rest of us would have to do if we were selling our house or whatever. You know, it just, it seems like they are in no hurry and it's their own timetable or none at all.
That's absolutely right, Danny. And I think it's on a lot of aspects of this. And I'll use the naming rights for the stadium, for the ballpark as an example. What is this ballpark called? A ballpark that opened in 2008 and is now 14 years old. It is Nationals Park. Why is it Nationals Park? Because the Lerner family decided that in order to sell naming rights, those naming rights were going to be worth X. They preferred taking zero over taking X minus Y. They did not want to take something that was less than their terms. You can call them crazy on that because you would think that if you had had naming rights for the stadium, some sort of revenue stream that does not exist right now, they would have pick a number of millions of dollars more than they have at the moment. But this is the way that, that they operate. So apply that to the sale of the team. If they have a number in mind, I don't know that they have a number in mind, but if they do, and that is, say, pull something from thin air, $2 billion, and they are being offered 1.9, they'll say, that is a really interesting offer. How about two? Two would be better than 1.9. You know what would be better than 1.95? Two. How's two for you? So that it just is, it applies to the way that they operate, and it does leave that wiggle room for maybe they just say, you know what? We said from the beginning we were going to explore a sale. We find ourselves revitalized and reinvigorated, and we're going to keep it, and here's what we're going to do going forward. I don't think that's what's going to happen going forward, but there's a non-zero chance of that for sure.
Draft lotteries tonight. This could be a nice little shot in the arm, and we're going to get to your column in a second, but it has been a really tough walk through the desert here for fans of this team for the last few years. This could be finding a water pail. It would be awesome if they got the first pick. I've been tweeting about this today. I really hate this lottery, for the record. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't have a problem with rebuilding like everyone else did. They call it tanking. A lot of teams do it, and it works, and you should be able to build how you want to, but I digress. The Nats, if they get the fifth pick tonight, can't pick in the top six next year. So this could also be kind of a disastrous night in some ways as well. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, my thoughts are, like, this is a terrible year for it to be implemented for the Nats because, you know, the last two times they had 1-1, they took Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper, and that worked out to be the foundation of their rebuild for sure. So I agree with you that it's kind of silly that they have, you know, they lost 107 games, and they only have a, whatever it is, 17% chance of getting the top pick in the draft. That's kind of silly, but I don't want to get into the whole tanking thing because I think there's a more important element at play here. The year after they took Harper, they had the sixth pick in the draft. They took Anthony Rendon, which worked out swimmingly for them. They milked him for, you know, until the seventh game of the 2019 World Series, in which he hit an enormous home run off of Jack Greinke. So since then, and now it's more than a decade, they have not drafted and developed players, and player development can point at the scouts, and the scouts can point at player development, and I'm not 100% sure who's to blame. They don't have hits. They just don't have hits. You watch the Braves, and they've got, you know, Spencer Strider in the fourth round and Michael Harris in the third round, and players that are cheap, controllable, foundational pieces of a contender that that they can fill in with expensive stuff around them. The Nationals, now for going on a decade, have not done that. Maybe there's bad luck involved. You know, they did use Lucas Giolito in a trade to get Adam Eaton, who was the right fielder on a championship team. So there's little caveats along the way. But by and large, this has been a player development and drafting failure for a long time, which the problem with that is Mike Rizzo is asking you to buy into, we've done this before, and that is 1,000% true. They have done it before. There's a decade-long space there that would give a reasonable person pause to say, can you really just do it again automatically because you're saying to? You're going to? It's going to be really fascinating going forward.
Bears Feluga, Washington Post with us here on Grant and Danny. So, Bear, the other key crux of your column is watching these stars leave, get paid $1 billion elsewhere. You know, some, you know, traded, whether it was Scherzer and Turner, others, you know, let walk away. And I think the best, most salient point you made, and I'd love for you to expound on this, and I think it's right on, is each individual decision can absolutely be justified, explained, and, you know, it isn't a disaster in and of itself. The totality of it is really tough to stomach, especially given the backdrop of the point that you just made about the reinforcements not being on the way for the minor leagues.
Yeah, Danny, and I think it's like, you know, it's kind of weird to write a like, wow, Trey Turner signed with the Phillies column, and that's terrible for the Nationals on a day when, like, I didn't wake up. I knew when I woke up this morning that Trey Turner was not signing with the Nationals. Like, that's not where they are in their development. It doesn't make sense for them. They have a piece that they think is part of their core going forward in C.J. Abrams, part of the Soto deal. But there is, at some point, you're bludgeoned with this stuff. And if it goes back to Harper and all the deferrals and were they wishy-washy in those negotiations with a guy who really wanted to stay, and do you understand that Rendon never seemed to fully buy into the whole scene here, and that Soto was probably going to go to free agency, and that Scherzer and Turner as a package in a season that had gone awry and Strasburg couldn't pitch. Like, you break all those down, and I understand them all. I totally understand them all. In totality, it's an organizational failure to make the fan base feel like, you know, as Mike Rizzo said, like, wow, I mean, I think what this says is we've had a lot of talent come through here. You've had it come through here. It has not anchored here. You can fault the current construction of the Washington Capitals and say it's too old a core and, you know, Ovi Backstrom can't play and Ovi is obviously in the twilight of his career. But there is some sense of warm feeling that, like, they won a cup. They did it together. They suffered the disappointments. The fan base went through it with 8 and 19 and then later, you know, Oshie and Kuznet, the whole group. And they're Capitals. You identify with them. This now feels like a revolving door where what's the guarantee that if C.J. Abrams is the next guy, if Mackenzie Gore is the next guy in the rotation, if Cade Cavalli breaks out and becomes a star, that he's not just watching his clock tick for 6 years of service time to get to free agency and go somewhere else? That it's really hard to stomach when you look at the big picture. You couldn't have kept all of these guys. Of course you couldn't. You can't afford to do that. You got to believe you could have kept a couple of them.
Real life is not a game. If you get behind the wheel intoxicated, you're gambling with your life and the lives of others. Play it safe and designate a sober driver. Learn more at chpddp.com. This message is brought to you by the California Highway Patrol.
Well, it just hits so much for me home when he signed that contract yesterday, Barry, for a lot of reasons, but this is one of those kind of you got to know things, right? If you don't get it, you don't get it kind of deals where, like, you live in DC, you go to the park a lot. It's not a fun place to be anymore right now. I mean, I went to probably 40 games and maybe 30 some games last year just because we're here. We're, you know, a couple blocks away and I get off when the game starts. And so I went to a million games, and after the trade deadline, it was not fun. I mean, no, people don't have fun at the game. And you think back to 19 and the wild card and the NLCS and the World Series games, and you just think about the difference between 19 and now. Soto in San Diego, and then Scherzer with the Mets. Obviously, Bryce was already gone, but him with the Phillies, with Schwarber, who's since been here and gave him their one huge month a year ago. Josh Bell getting the Guardians contract, who people fell in love with. It was great at the Nats Academy. And Trey Turner, and you go through the whole thing, Rendon, what's happened with Strasburg, what's happened with Patrick Corbin. Like, I don't think there's been anything quite like this. I mean, it is almost a 1,000 batting average on disasters, essentially, since the World Series. Am I overstating this? I mean, it's really bleak.
No, you're not. And you know, filter down further, like, you know, Carter Kieboom didn't work out. He's broken. Cole Henry is supposed to be part of that future. And that's why it's, I think, the cavalierly saying, we've done this before, we can do it again, and pinning it around there are, as you know, Grant, you've also been to Fredericksburg. You've seen Woods and some of these guys that you're like, oh, wow, I could see how that would work out. It doesn't guarantee anything. I do think, and I have pitched this before, that there, when and if these guys get to the big leagues and you can start to discover, hey, Ian Desmond is my shortstop of the future. Oh, I'm sorry, it's C.J. Abrams is my shortstop of the future. I like watching him get better at X, Y, and Z. And, oh, Mackenzie Gore is starting tonight. I want to see him pitch into the seventh inning tonight. He hasn't done that, even though he struck out 10 and only walked one in 5 2/3 the last time. Like, there can be joy in discovering and then riding along with that group and then having it, because they will be young, controllable, cheap players filled in with, you know, whoever the Jason Worth contract is or the next Scherzer contract is. Like, that's a possibility. But it's a hard sell on the day after Trey Turner, who was beloved here, who didn't want to be traded away, who was probably Mike Rizzo's best transaction ever in a decade-long stretch when he had a lot of really good transactions. Like, that trade is ridiculous. You get Joe Ross and Trey Turner for Steven Souza Jr. It's hard to sell that vision in the moment, even if you believe in that vision. And I'm just saying, believing in that vision is harder because it's not pinned on a group of 30 players, 30 really solid players that you feel like if 8 of these guys become our core, then that's going to be great. It's really a tighter group than that, less than 10, that has to have a very high percentage of hits to mean that the next core is already in the system.
Barry, terrific as always, buddy. Great column, and thanks for the time today.
Appreciate you guys always.
Thanks, Barry.
That'll do it for Bustin' Loose Baseball. When big news breaks relevant to the Nats, we will break it down for you right here on Bustin' Loose Baseball. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Thanks to producer Darris. We're back at it soon. Maybe the Nats will do something. That'd be cool.
We got to do an emergency pod on Stone Garrett. That's who they signed. Anyway, rate, review, subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.